First personal foul goes to Mike Slocum, bumped him with the body. Basket is no good. Common foul on the drive, out of bounds to Dixie. Or correction, to SUSC in forecourt. Jump shot by Halpin, in and out, high for the rebound is Steve Conde for the Rebels. Conde outlets it to Mike Slocum. Cross court to Brett Allen. Allen across the 10-second line with a left-handed dribble. Bounce pass to Slocum. Slocum leaves the pass for Brett Allen. Intended for Conde, but Conde didn't see it coming. Went right on by it. Bounce pass to Slocum. Out in front to Brett Allen. Allen cruising around the top of the key to Cal Paskett, to Conde along the baseline, drives with the left hand, stumbles, can't put the ball in, rolls off the rim, rebound comes down into the hands of Ron Stott, leaves it for Roger Newcomb. Newcomb across the 10-second line with a right-hander dribble, looks right, bounce pass goes right to Bob Lauder. Lauder looks in deep, now gets it to Halpin. Halpin with a right-handed drive, good for two. Jack Halpin, leading scorer for SUSC. Now that Mark Sidwell is transferred to Westminster. At the right angle, the pass goes to Cal Paskett. Out in front of Brett Allen to Slocum. Slocum to Conde. Triple team on Conde. Personal foul on somebody in deep on Conde. Roger Newcomb picks up the personal foul. That's number one. Newcomb with his second, with the second team foul for SUSC. First personal foul to Newcomb. Steve Conde at the angle. Out in front of Brett Allen. Head fakes. Leaves it for Kim Garrett. About 15 feet away at the right angle. Out in front at the point to Mike Slocum. At the left angle to Brett Allen. Deep in the angle to Steve Conde. Conde wants to get across court. Does to Brett Allen. Gets in front of his man. Leaves the pass for Mike Slocum, who drills the shot from 15. Mike Slocum with his first basket. Make it 12-6. 6-point lead. And the full court pressure being put up by Mike Slocum against Roger Newcomb. Newcomb across the 10-second line. Newcomb and Slocum have probably faced each other before in Las Vegas High School basketball. Jump shot by Bob Lauder. Shot up, no good. All alone for the rebound is Mike Slocum. Slocum leaves it at the angle to Brett Allen across the 10-second line. Jump shot from 22. Good! Early offense shot by Brett Allen. As the man was deep underneath Kim Garrett, but he couldn't get the pass to him, so he took the jump shot. Garrett was in rebounding position. Halpin out at the point to Roger Newcomb. 14-6 ball game. Dixie with the 8-point lead. At the right angle to Bob Smith. Cross court. It goes to Ron Stott. Fumbles the basketball from the top of the key. Jump shot. Stott too long. Hangs on the rim now. Falling off the hands of Kim Garrett. Personal foul to whom? Personal foul goes to Bob Lauder. Lauder and Halpin were both there. Couldn't tell whether it was going to go to Halpin or Lauder. It goes to Bob Lauder. Lauder, a freshman from Orem, Utah, played on those great Orem High School teams with Jay Chessman. At the baseline to Steve Conde. Head fakes and puts up the 12-footer for two. Steve Conde drills the shot. Fourth field goal of the night for Steve Conde. Make it 16-6 Dixie. Reversing is Halpin. Has the ball knocked away but picked up by Roger Newcomb. Newcomb to Smith as he drives. He's hooked. Personal foul. Blocking foul. Goes to Mike Slocum, and Slocum picks up personal foul number two. That's team foul number two on Dixie College. SUSC wants timeout with 14:27 left in the first half of play. Dixie 16, Southern Utah State JV 6.
Get away and see the USA in a brand new Chevrolet from Sunland Chevrolet in St. George. Treat yourself to real beauty. See the new ones at Sunland Chevrolet.
O.G. McGee, the Family Fun Center, is sponsoring the foosball tournament February 14th and 15th, and a big pool tournament on the 21st. Don't be afraid to try your skills at O.G. McGee, 64 North, 800 East.
Taco Time at the east end of St. George Boulevard invites you to look for their coupon specials in the local papers. Enjoy yourself. Take the whole family to Taco Time.
Back at the Dixie College Gymnasium, Larry Jewell with you, and I've lost my lost my little right-hand man. I have a runny nose, and so I need a handkerchief. You're not supposed to say that on radio, are you? Too human, I guess. Someplace I have an extra hanky. Anyway, 16-6 Dixie. Out of bounds to SUSC in forecourt. SUSC with the basketball. Inbounds comes to Ron Stott. Stott backing away from trouble. Leaves it for Bob Smith. Smith against the Dixie zone. A 2-3 zone thrown up by the Rebels right now. Roger Newcomb at the left angle. Out in front to Bob Smith to Roger Newcomb. Dixie may do some work on that zone tonight. In deep in the corner to Bob Louder. Lob pass goes in deep to Stott. Stott hook pass out in front to Halpin. Under pressure puts a shot up. No good. Rebound tapped around. Taken down by Brett Allen. Allen on the run. Lead pass to Mike Slocum. Cross court to Kim Garrett. Almost thrown away. Garrett saves it. Cross court to Cal Paskett. From the baseline, Mike Slocum puts up the shot short. Rebound brought down by Jack Halpin. Three on two. Fast break. Halpin at the right wing to Roger Newcomb. Jump shot from 10. Bank shot no good. Rebound. Bob Louder turns around from 10. Good. 2 points. Bob Louder picks up a basket, his first of the night. Quickly into forecourt comes Steve Condi against Louder. Pass in deep goes to Garrett. Garrett working into center position, wheels, bank shot, too hard. Rebound brought down by Louder. Louder leaves it at the sidelines for Roger Newcomb. Jump pass into forecourt to Ron Stott. Goes right to the basket, under pressure, steps on the end line, out of bounds to Dixie. Ron Stott, under pressure, as he went driving in, trying to get that layup, and stepped on the end line. Brett Allen slowly into forecourt to Steve Condi at the left angle. Condi looks cross-court, gets it to Brett Allen. Driving the keyhole, leaves it off for Mike Slocum out in front to Cal Paskett. Jump shot, three-second violation. Paskett was there 2.5. Kim Garrett was there 3.5. And you add him up, and it's 2 3-second violations if you want it. 16-8 ball game, 8-point lead for the Dixie Rebels. Slowly across the 10-second line comes Bob Smith, now working at the point guard. At the right angle to Roger Newcomb, the smallest guard for SUSE. Into the corner to Bob Louder. Out in front to Halpin. Cross court to Newcomb. At the left angle to Bob Smith. Out in front it goes to Louder. Personal foul on whom? It looks like Mike Slocum. Mike Slocum has his third in a hurry. Third team foul on Dixie. And quickly into the lineup comes Scott Corey. Corey, sophomore transfer from College of Southern Idaho, played his high school basketball his junior and senior years at Box Elder. Corey into the lineup for the first time tonight. Slocum out of the lineup. At the point is Bob Smith for SUSE. Smith looks left, lobs left to Roger Newcomb into the corner to Louder. Into the post, man. That's number 22, Halpin at the high post. Turns around with a 10-footer. Jack Halpin with his second basket. Make it 16-10 as SUSE is starting to come back against the Rebels. 12:30 left in the first half of play. Cal basket out in front of Brett Allen. Allen, head fake, traveling violation or 3 seconds? Correction, neither one. Personal foul in deep, Ron Stott. Stott complaining to the officials, away from play. Steve Hunt complaining to the officials. Stott saying, hey, I'm just trying to get position, man. Fourth team foul, second personal foul on Ron Stott at 6'6". Out of bounds to Dixie. Lob pass comes into Scott Corey. Gets the screen from the top of the key. Too long. Rebound. Brett Allen. Allen bounce pass to the baseline. Garrett head fakes. Puts up the shot. 3 second violation. Steve Condi in the lane. Too long. 16-10 ball game. If Garrett had not faked, there wouldn't have been a 3 second violation. But Garrett could not see Condi in that lane. Across the 10-second line comes Roger Newcomb. Newcomb at the left ankle. The pass goes to Jack Halpin. Good shooter. Halpin right to the free throw line. Jump shot by Halpin off to the right. Rebound by Scott Corey across his wrist is number 22, Jack Halpin. Halpin trying to tail his own shot. Picks up personal foul number one. That's a 15 foul on SUSE. Out of bounds to Dixie in backcourt. Brett Allen on the left-handed dribble across the 10-second line. Johnny Gilbert gets off the bench for Dixie. Steve Condi out in front to Allen. Allen from 22, short. Rebound tapped around. Personal foul underneath on whom? Stott or on Paskett? On Ron Stott. That's three on Stott. And Stott moves his head in disgust, trying to muscle against the rest of the Dixie forward line and cannot do it. Out comes Kim Garrett. In comes Johnny Gilbert. Out comes Ron Stott. In comes Mark Langston. Langston, a 6'6 freshman from Jordan High School in the Salt Lake Valley. Inbounds comes to Brett Allen in the corner. To Condi from the baseline. Five-footer, high archer over the basket. Rebound on the floor. Bob Louder picks it up. Dishes off to Newcomb. Newcomb quickly into forecourt. To Bob Smith. Smith trying to pass cross-court. Has the ball knocked away. Picked up by Scott Corey. 2-on-4, fast break. Scott Corey says, hey, the odds are not in my favor. Let's wait for teammates. Brett Allen, cross-court. Into the corner to Cal Paskett. Into the postman, Johnny Gilbert. Turn around with a jump shot. Foul by Mark Langston. Bumps him with the body. Steve Lunt claiming that Gilbert leaned into him just a little bit. Langston picks up personal foul number one, and they rule it's a shooting violation as Gilbert was about to go up for two. Shot too hard off the back of the rim by Gilbert. No good. 16-10. Dixie's been stuck at that 16-point mark for about 4 minutes now. Johnny Gilbert's second shot up. Too long. Rebound. Tapped around. Knocked away by Paskett. Picked up finally by Roger Newcomb as Gilbert misses both ends of the two-shot foul. 16-10 ball game. Cruising to the right side goes Ron, pass to Ron Stott. Stott looking in deep. Gets it to Bob Smith. Jump shot from 15. Too long. Tap by Langston. No good. Rebound brought down Gilbert. Outlet pass intended for Allen. Knocked away by Smith. Stolen by Allen. Allen 3-on-3 to Scott Corey. Corey goes right to the basket. Lays it up over the basket. Tap up. No good by Condi. Personal foul on whom? Steve Condi climbing up the back of somebody. No wonder Condi was right there. Gave a shove to an SUSA ball player underneath. Dixie's got about 4 minutes without a point here in the first half of action. 11:07 left in the first half of play. 16-10 ball game. Newcomb working against Scott Corey. Corey quickly gets in front of him. Double team and Brett Allen hooks Roger Newcomb. Allen trying to come over and steal. And picks up personal foul number one. That's a fourth team foul, fifth team foul on Dixie. Out of bounds to SUSC at the forecourt. Inbounds comes to Mark Langston. Langston to Jack Halpin. Halpin at the point. Working against the Dixie zone at the left angle to Roger Newcomb. Newcomb at the point takes a jump shot from 25 off to the left. Rebound, Cal Paskett. Takes it away from SUSC ball player. Stolen by Lauder. Shot up, no good. Rebound, Condi. Condi finally grabs onto it. Lead pass to Corey. Knocked out of bounds down the sidelines. Too big for Scott Corey as Condi trying to force the outlet pass. A little bit of raggedness over the last 5 minutes. Reminiscent a little bit of the final 6 minutes of the CEU ball game. 10:38 left in the first half of play. Newcomb reverses against Scott Corey at the left angle to Jack Halpin. Halpin in deep, trying to get it in deep. Instead gets it to Mark Langston. Left alone at 22, will not shoot. Gets it to Newcomb. Newcomb to Lauder. Cross court to Mark Langston in deep. Langston head fakes against Condi. Puts a shot up over Condi. Hangs on the rim. No good. Rebound Gilbert from the side. Bob Lauder picks up personal foul. Tough call. As Lauder and Gilbert both battling for the basketball, and Lauder picks up personal foul number two. Gilbert to the free throw line to shoot 1-1. Let's check any substitutions for either side. Don't see any. And Johnny Gilbert comes to the free throw line to shoot 1-1. JG, Lieutenant JG, if you will. Johnny Gilbert, 6'7", spindly freshman from Layton High School. Shot up and good by Gilbert. After missing two, he finally has his first point of the night. That breaks the scoring drought by the Dixie Rebels. 17-10, Dixie. 18-10, Dixie. 10-19, the Dixie defense saving them that right there during that offensive slowdown for 4 minutes. Halpin out in front at the point to Newcomb on the left angle to Lauder. Into the corner, Bob Smith. Let's fly from 18 over the basket. Rebound, Cal Paskett. Paskett double team, trying to get the ball away. Traveling violation. Paskett backing away from trouble, claiming he was bumped, but no touch, just harassed. Into the lineup comes John Russo, a 6-foot sophomore. Russo, wearing Sidwell's old number, number 10. Lob pass from Lauder out in front to John Russo. Russo at the point against the 2-3 zone thrown up by the Rebels at the right angle to Newcomb. Out in front to Russo, stolen by Brett Allen. Allen the length of the court with the left-handed layup. Brett Allen gets his second basket of the night. Make it 20-10. Dixie. Allen goes for the steal. Can't come up with it. Scrapping guards. Scott Corey and Brett Allen. Mike Slocum sitting on the bench with three personal fouls at the right angle to Jack Halpin. Halpin looks in deep. Can't find anybody. Out in front to Mark Langston. Langston pass intended in deep. Knocked away by Allen right off the chin of Cal Paskett. Finally picked up by Brett Allen. Paskett pressing a sore chin. Allen coming up court with a reverse dribble with the left hand. Looks right, passes right to Steve Condi. Condi cross court to Corey. Corey all alone in deep. Trying to pass in deep to Gilbert. Knocked out of bounds by SUSC. Out of bounds to Dixie. Back in goes Kim Garrett. Brett Allen went to the sidelines like he was going to come out and instead didn't. Cal Paskett goes out. Garrett in replacing Paskett. Brett Allen at the angle. Jump shot from 18 off the iron. No good. Rebound. Bob Lauder along the baseline. Dick Carter is finally come up to join me after Dixie High has defeated Hurricane 71-46. Roger Newcomb out in front to John Russo. Russo at the left angle to Halpin out in front to Newcomb around the top of the key, around that horn to number 10, John Russo. Russo at the point, working against Brett Allen. Man-to-man defense now. Shades of his own, but man-to-man by the Dixie Rebels. At the point, John Russo hanging on to the basketball. 20-10 score. Dixie out in front by 10. Starting the penetration is Langston. Pass intended for Louder. Almost saved, but not quite. Out of bounds to Dixie. After all that passing, SUSC loses the basketball. Into the lineup comes number 40, Ken Baker, a 6'4 sophomore. Going out is Newcomb. Going out is Langston. Into the lineup also. Let's check the number. Number 23, Bob Smith, back into the lineup. Smith, Halpin, Russo, Baker, and Louder. Brett Allen comes into forecourt. John Russo commits the foul immediately. First personal foul on Russo. And to the free throw line to shoot 1-1 is Brett Allen. Dick, hurry trip from Dixie High School. The Flyers look good over that last quarter, I take it.
Well, you know, that racquetball game we talked about at halftime, a lot of running, a lot of roughness, but the Flyers took advantage of their height and their speed there in the fourth quarter about midway through, and they just kind of put the ball game away.
71-46 final score for the Dixie Flyers. Brett Allen hits the first half of the 1-1 situation. Second shot is up and good. Brett Allen has 6 points on the night, making 22-10. 8:24 left in the first half of play. Russo quickly into forecourt to Louder. Goes to baseline, runs headlong into Gilbert, out of bounds. Off the hands of Bob Louder. Gilbert put on quite an act. It looked like London Bridge was about to fall down when Johnny Gilbert starts to fall backwards. Loose-jointed young man. I guess that's one way of putting it. Loose-jointed. Scott Corey across the 10-second line at the right angle. Jump shot from 20 short. Rebound. Gilbert puts it up. Foul from behind. Personal foul goes to Ken Baker. Baker, number 40 on the play. First personal foul on Ken Baker. To the free throw line, Johnny Gilbert assuming to shoot two. SUSC wants a timeout with 8:08 left in the first half of play. Dixie 22, Southern Utah State 10.
Reed's Paints and Decorating Center at 202 North 100 East in St. George is the do-it-yourself headquarters. Open until 6 p.m. weekdays and until 1 p.m. on Saturday. Reed's Paints and Decorating.
For complete parts and service for Detroit Diesel, Caterpillar, Cummins, and Mack, see Southwest Diesel Service in St. George. Complete truck repairs and 24-hour towing. Call Southwest Diesel Service.
Mr. B Brake and Muffler Center is your complete brake and muffler service center. Mr. B also has headers by Doug and custom tailpipes. See Mr. B Brake and Muffler Center, 190 West St. George Boulevard.
Back here at the Dixie Rebel Gymnasium, where Dixie has a 22-10 lead over SUSC. And SUSC has been stalled at that 10-point mark for about the last 4 minutes. The band has struck up, needless to say. And we're stuck with a noisy band. Not a noisy band, a good pep band. At the free throw line to shoot two is Johnny Gilbert. 22-10 is the score. Johnny Gilbert has missed two and hit two tonight. 2 points on the evening so far. 22-10. Johnny Gilbert, the 6'7 freshman from Layton High School, shot up short, and Gilbert now has missed one. Johnny Gilbert trying to make it 23-10 now. Second shot is up and good. 3 points on the night for Gilbert. 8:08 left in the first half of play. Johnny Russo, along with number 22, Jack Halpin, in backcourt. Russo being guarded closely by Scott Corey to Halpin. Halpin against a man-to-man defense by the Flyer, or by the Rebels now. At the angle, Bob Louder. Louder looks in deep, can't find anybody. Bounce pass out in front of 10 and for Smith. Smith wasn't there, but Russo picked it up. Russo starts to make the move. Cannot get any place. Cross court to Louder. Louder starts to drive, has the ball knocked away by Brett Allen. Allen picks up personal foul, number 2 from behind. That should be number 6 on Dixie. Common foul out of bounds to SUSC. Next time, SUSC will be in the 1-1 situation. Inbounds comes to Bob Louder, the freshman from Orem High School. Went on a mission for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints and has come back. That's why you haven't heard of Louder for about 3 years. Louder into the corner. Out in front at the angle to Smith. Cross court from Halpin to Russo. Russo fakes a jump shot. Can't get it. Now Halpin takes a jump shot from the baseline. Off the side of the backboard. Picked off by Brett Allen. Allen leaves it for Steve Condi. Condi starts the drive. Double dribble on Steve Condi as he tried to change hands on the dribble. Hung on to the basketball with both hands for just a moment there. Out of bounds to SUSA in backcourt. Into the lineup comes Ricky Williams for Dixie College. John Russo weaves, now leaves it for Bob Smith. Cross court, goes to the high post, the ladder, out in front to John Russo. Talk about ball control, SUSC has it. Backdoor play to Baker. Shot up, deflected by Kim Garrett. Taken out by Gilbert to Garrett. Lead pass to Corey, too big. Turnover by SUSC, and Dixie struggling right now for about the last 8 minutes. Still maintaining a 13-point lead, 23-10. Neither one of these ball games that we've seen tonight, either Dixie High or Dixie College, is anything to write home to Mom about. Or even to Aunt Josie, come to think about it. At the left angle to Bob Smith. Smith, cross court to Ken Baker. Baker left alone at 22. They dare him. He takes a shot, misses everything except the floor. Out of bounds to Dixie. Maybe they ought to double dog dare him. I guess 23-10. Dixie with the basketball. Ricky Williams working in backcourt in place of Brett Allen. Scott Corey cruises to the left angle. Looks out in front, cross court. Big cross court pass to Kim Garrett. Garrett with the beginnings of a goatee. To Gilbert in deep, back out in front to Garrett. Ricky Williams from 22, good. Ricky Williams has missed two shots in three games. And scoring 20 and 10 points his last two times out. Now he has his first two of the night. John Russo working against Ricky Williams as Corey is scraped off of Russo. Man-to-man defense. Russo, 5 second jump, nope. Foul away from the play. Johnny Gilbert muscling with Bob Lauder. Lauder, an active ball player. Johnny Gilbert hanging on to Lauder just a little bit. That will send Lauder to the free throw line to shoot one and one. First personal foul on Johnny Gilbert. And Dick, it's going to be a little bit ragged tonight, it looks like, if this continues throughout the rest of the ball game.
Yeah, Larry, I asked Coach Heaton that down the high school. How do you get your team up for a practice game that really has little to do with your whole season? And he said it's easy, but every practice game we've seen this year has been this way almost. Just a little run and hit them.
Second shot is up and good. Both of them drilled by Bob Lauder. Into the lineup comes Jerry Judkins for the first time tonight. Going out is Johnny Gilbert. Oh, correction, Scott Corey. So we'll have the big guard line of Ricky Williams and Jerry Judkins, 6'5 and 6'4. Who's the ball handler? Both those guys go to the boards, crash the boards pretty well. Kim Garrett at the angle, cross court to Jerry Judkins. Judkins trying to get some movement in deep, cannot. To Ricky Williams, out in front to Jerry Judkins. Judkins wants to get the ball cross court, cannot. Pass intended for Gilbert, knocked off the hands of Ken Baker, out of bounds. Quick hands by Baker. Baker, a sophomore for SUSC. Kim Garrett, lob pass in deep to Ricky Williams, gets the screen quickly. Two team on Ricky Williams, out in front to Jerry Judkins. Judkins into the corner to Steve Conte. Conte at the angle to Kim Garrett. Trapping zone, a tenacious zone, is bothering Dixie. Lobbed a layup by Garrett. Conte, no good. Back into his hands, he puts it up, he's hammered, and he gets the basket and gets the foul. Foul on number 22, that's Jack Halpin. Halpin picks up his second personal foul and to the free throw line, trying to complete the three-point play of Steve Conte. And Conte is off and running, so to speak. Five baskets, a chance for his first free throw tonight. 10 points already for Steve. Steve Conte shooting well from middle range, 10, 15 feet tonight. Shot is up and good, but that time muscling along the baseline. 28-12, 16-point lead by Dixie. Dixie struggling, but still outscoring SUSC, and the primary reason is Dixie's defense. Turnaround jump shot by Halpin, no good. Rebound off the hands of Conte, off the hands of Smith, off the hands of Conte, finally. Out of bounds to SUSC. Bob Lauder to take it out? No, John Russo. Russo at about 6 feet, staring nose to chin to Steve Conte, who's about 8 inches higher. Gets it inbounds to John Russo at the point. Russo to the high post to Baker. Baker looking for the cutter, shoots over. Johnny Gilbert shot up too long. Rebound, Gilbert, or Judkins, Williams, and Conte all struggling for the basketball. Williams takes it away from the other two. Williams, bounce pass intended for Gilbert, kicked out of bounds by Jack Halpin. Out of bounds to Dixie in forecourt. Dixie Rebels to have it out of bounds. That's the first time I've noticed Garrett with a goatee. In thing, I guess. Ball pass out in front to Williams. Knocked away by Smith, picked up by Ricky Williams. Williams, double teamed out near midcourt. Throws the ball away to Baker. Lead pass to Russo. Russo has the ball blocked by Williams. Goaltending call, and Neil Roberts is upset. That was awfully close, Dick. It didn't look that much like goaltending. It looked like Williams had it.
I don't know where you can get the ball coming down when it's still trying to get up high enough for the basket.
Anyway, goaltending on Williams. Give the basket to Russo. Jump shot by Garrett. Short. Lead pass goes to Rob Smith. Smith out in front of everybody. Lays it up with both hands. And quickly, SUSC has scored two quick baskets, 28-16. Dixie gets burned on the fast break when they have the big guard line. Pass in deep to Garrett, trying to get it to Conley. Ball knocked away, picked up by the junior Thunderbirds. Bob Smith with a basketball to Johnny Russo. Dixie turning the basketball over. Dixie does not recover well on defense when they have the big guards. Jerry Judkins and Ricky Williams in there. Quickly, Slocum and Allen get off the bench. They're going to get the quick guards back in. Louder at the angle to Jack Halpin. Pass in deep to Baker, knocked away by Garrett. Garrett spikes it to the floor and then grabs it. To Judkins, to Garrett, across the 10-second line. Pass to the baseline, to Ricky Williams. Jump shot, too long. Rebound, Condi. Condi jumps the pass in deep to Gilbert. Shot good. Personal foul, Jack Halpin. Halpin nose-to-nose with the official. He's upset about that one. Third personal foul on Jack Halpin. Halpin, I think, was just nose-to-nose trying to find out if it was him or somebody else. That's three on Halpin, the leading scorer. Left for SUSC. Halpin comes into the ball game, averaging 13.3 points a game. Coming out is Garrett. Coming out is Condi. Going in is Slocum. Going in is Allen. Judkins and Williams move to forward position. Coming into the lineup is number 44, Charlie Judd, a freshman from Cedar City. At the free throw line, Johnny Gilbert to shoot one. Shot is up and good. Gilbert completes the three-point play. So far tonight, give him 6 points. 31-16, 3:56 left in the first half of play. Russo across the 10-second line, 2-3 zone, thrown up by the Rebels. Out in front to Russo. Russo at the angle. Long jump shot by Bob Smith. Good. That brought some oohs and ahs, including from Bob Smith's coach, Steve Lunt. Lunt leans over backwards like, how could he put that one in? But he did. Brett Allen at the angle. Looking in deep against that zone. The zone bothering Dixie a little bit tonight. At the angle to Ricky Williams. Out in front to Mike Slocum. To Jerry Judkins. Judkins at the angle. Cross court to Brett Allen. Allen head fakes to the baseline. Bounce pass to Judkins. Head fakes trying to get around his man. With the left-handed running hook shot too long. Rebound brought down by Ken Baker. Dixie has missed some easy layups. So-called easy layups. Driving to Smith. Leaning into Mike Slocum. Block on Slocum. That's four. Slocum looks exasperated. He didn't think he committed the foul. He thought Smith leaned into him. Smith did, but Slocum didn't have position. Smith had his body in front of Slocum, and Slocum picks up personal foul number four. Mike will cool his heels on the bench for a few minutes. The rest of the half, probably. Scott Corey back into the lineup. Bob Smith to shoot two. Shot up, no good. Oh. Scorekeeper thought it was good. Flashed a point up there. 31-18. Second shot is up. This one is good. One for two. Make it 31-19. 3:18. Passing to forecourt from Judkins to Allen. Allen has the ball knocked away as he drives. Picked up by number 44, Charlie Judd. 5-on-2 fast break at the angle. Bob Smith, jump shot, bank shot, hangs on the rim and falls. And SUSC makes it 31-21. Dixie being burned by the fast break in the zone defense. Dixie not patient against that zone defense right now. Jerry Judkins out in front of Brett Allen to Scott Corey. Corey at the point to Allen. Allen starts the penetration. Under pressure, almost 3 second violation. Ricky Williams, jump shot good. Williams 2 for 3 tonight, has his second basket. 4 points for the Rick. 33-21, 2:37 left in the first half of play. Johnny Russo backing away from trouble against the zone. SUSC is liable to hold on to the basketball for a little while. They're down only by 12. Russo backing away from trouble. Dixie can sit back in that zone because SUSC has to initiate the action now. Count by the officials. At the high post, the Ken Baker starts to drive under pressure. Jump shot over Corey, and I think it's going to be an offensive foul. And a bruised nose. Ken Baker trying to clear away from Corey. Accidentally, but it's still an offensive foul. Got the elbow on the nose of Scott Corey. Second personal foul on Ken Baker. 33-21, 12-point lead by the Dixie Rebels with 2:14 left. Brett Allen across the 10-second line, looks left. Can't find anybody left. Cruises left out in front to Scott Corey, to Judkins. Judkins starts to drive cross court to Brett Allen. Allen head fakes in deep to Williams, threw his hands out of bounds to SUSC. Dixie looking awfully sloppy against SUSC. Maybe trying a little bit too hard against the junior Thunderbirds. 12-point lead by the Rebels. At the point is Bob Smith. At the left angle to Charlie Judd. At the high post to Langston. Jump shot from 15, too long. High for the rebound is Johnny Gilbert. Leaves it for Jerry Judkins. Judkins up court to Brett Allen. Allen penetrates. Looks for the traitor. Gets it to Johnny Gilbert. Gilbert down that keyhole. Bank shot, no good. Personal foul on somebody. Personal foul goes on 3-4. That's Mark Langston. Send Johnny Gilbert to the free throw line to shoot two. That's two on Mark Langston. SUSA picking up plenty of fouls, trying to go against a more physical, or a, should I say, a more high-powered Dixie offense. Shot up no good by Johnny Gilbert, and Dixie struggling with some missing some easy layups in the first half. Missing some key free throws. Second shot is up and hangs on the rim and finally falls. 1-for-2 for Johnny Gilbert. Make it 34-21. 13-point lead by the Rebels. With a minute 37 left in the ball game. At the point is Russo. Gets it to the high post to Louder. A little four-corner offense there. At one angle. Shot up from the baseline by Bob Smith. Good. And Bob Smith is the deadeye right now for SUSC. Scott Corey almost loses the ball to his own teammate, Jerry Judkins, who kept behind him. Corey finally has the ball knocked away by Bob Smith. Out of bounds to Dixie in forecourt. Jerry Judkins to take the ball out of bounds. Judkins inbounds to Johnny Gilbert. Gilbert turns to face the basket. Out in front to Corey. Quickly at the left angle to Brett Allen. Into the corner, Jerry Judkins. Jump shot, Judkins short. Rebound, Johnny Gilbert. Puts the shot up. Knocked around, knocked away from him. Shot way short. Rebound brought down by SUSC. 34-23, 11-point lead. Bob Smith cruises to the right and liable to take the shot, but doesn't. John Russo against his own defense. Out in front, gambling on the steal as Brett Allen doesn't get it. Bounce pass to the baseline. Bob Smith, jump shot, good. Bob Smith doing to Dixie what Mark Sidwell did at Cedar City. 34-25, 49 seconds left. Dixie struggling on offense. Struggling a little bit on defense, too. Scott Corey at the angle to Jerry Judkins against the zone. Dixie's going to hold it for a while. Go for the last shot. Ring SUSC out of that zone. Red Allen out in front to Scott Corey. Steve Lunt trying to extend the zone. Jerry Judkins. Judkins starts to make the move against Judd. To Scott Corey. To the high post to Johnny Gilbert. Gilbert, lob pass out near the 10-second line to Corey. Into the corner to Red Allen. The corner out near the 10-second line. Allen working against John Russo. Bounce pass goes to Scott Corey. Corey to the high post to Gilbert. Now start the action with 13 seconds left. Scott Corey at the right angle. Pass cross court goes to Brett Allen. Allen, lob pass goes to Ricky Williams. Williams double teamed, has the ball knocked away, picked up by John Russo. Hook pass up court, knocked away by Ricky Williams, knocked away by Bob Louder. Nobody gets a last shot. That's the way the first half ends. 34-25. Dixie over SUSC. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
February is the month to be sweet, and there's no better place to get treats than Doug's Donuts on St. George Boulevard. Donuts and pastries made fresh daily. Doug's Donuts.
Enjoy taking the whole family out to eat at Denny's, the family restaurant. Delicious food at family prices. Denny's Restaurant at the east end of St. George.
Hear ye, hear ye. The old health food shop at 72 East Tabernacle in St. George believes in the natural way. All ye natural and healthful foods at ye old health food shop.
Back here at the Dixie Rebel Gymnasium, for some reason, SUSC always rises to the occasion and gives Dixie all they can handle. The difference might be the home court and some great defense midway through the first half by the Dixie Rebels. That kept SUSC, kept the Junior Thunderbirds under control while Dixie was in a scoring drought. Dixie went almost 5 minutes without a score, and then has not scored that much over the last 5 minutes of the first half of play. So for almost half of the first half, Dixie was not getting the offense in gear, missing a lot of key layups, a lot of layups going off the rim, just hanging on that rim and falling off or not even getting to the rim. A lot of good layups broken for Dixie, and they just couldn't put it in. Otherwise, this might be a completely different score. Bob Smith doing to Dixie what Mark Sidwell did in the first half, first ball game between these two. And that's hit about everything he can get his hands on. Bob Louder, the 6'4 forward, has been averaging almost 12 points a game. Halpin has been averaging almost 14 points a game. And Ron Stott averaging 12, but Ron Stott never seems to have a good ball game. This is the second consecutive four ball game for Ron Stott against the Dixie Rebels. Fairly decent crowd against a non-league foe tonight. Dixie goes on the road next week against Utah Tech and against Ricks College, and that will be a key. Dixie needs to win both of those ball games in order to have any chance at the ICAC championship, in order to have any chance for the Dixie Snow game to mean anything towards the championship. Snow needs to lose one of those ball games on the road next week. We'll be back with the halftime scoring totals in just 30 seconds. Halftime score, Dixie 34, SUSC Junior Varsity 25.
Slim Center Incorporated. Slim Center, a health spa. It's here. The Fully Bonded organization is accepting membership. Call today for your reservation and belong to Slim Center.
People who care about people. That fits the good folks at Reber Investment and the Dixie Bowl. Always ready to support Dixie College and their athletic program. Reber Investment and Dixie Bowl.
For all forms of metal and stainless fabrication, see St. George Steel at 728 North Rimrock Way. St. George Steel, serving all the western states.
Back here at the Dixie Rebel Gymnasium, Dick Carter has some halftime statics for us. As Dizzy Dean would say, let's hear those statics, Dick.
All right, Larry, for the visiting SUSC JV, John Roos ended up with 2 points the first half, had one personal foul. Jack Halpin had 4 points, three personal fouls. Bob Smith, high point, been on the floor so far this evening. 13 points in the first half, no personal fouls. 12 of those 13 points came from the field. Bob Lauder had a total of 6 points, two personal fouls. Roger Newcomb had one personal foul, he hasn't scored. Mark Langston, two personal fouls, hasn't scored. Ken Baker hasn't scored, two personal fouls. Ron Scott has three personal fouls, he has yet to score. Give SUSC 25 points the first half. For the Dixie Rebels, Judkins has not yet scored, not committed any personal fouls. Brett Allen has two personals, 4 points. Wait a minute, has 6 points. That may be where I lost two of my points. All right. We had to give them to somebody. I just picked one out of the blue. Mike Slocum, 2 points, four personal fouls. Scott Corey, no personal fouls, no points. Ricky Williams, no personals, 4 points. Johnny Gilbert has 7 points, one personal foul. All but two of those 7 points have come from the free throw line. Cal Paska, 2 points, no personals. Steve Conte has 11 points, one personal foul. Kim Garrett has 2 points, no personal fouls. Radford Smith yet to get into the basketball contest. All right, unofficially, but I'm sure that this is pretty much the way things have gone here this half. Dixie has rebounded, had 5 rebounds, SUSC has had five. Let me start that again. Dixie has had 6, SUSC had had 5. All right, Dixie has turned the ball over 10 times, SUSC has only turned the ball over 7 times. That's, what did I come about, midway through the first half, Larry.
Okay, that sounds good, Richard. Taking a look at some of the scoring totals, Coach Neil Roberts has not been keeping a very close track on the points per game averages, but the ICAC main office has, and the one thing that shows up is that Dixie does not have much in the way of leadership in any of the rebounding or scoring totals in the ICAC. And there's a big reason for it. One of the reasons has been the tremendous balance on the squad, 11 men deep, actually. Everyone gets a chance to do some rebounding, to do some scoring, to pick up some assists. And that's been one of the reasons why you don't stack up the stats. Right, Dick?
Right, Larry.
Take it, right? We're looking around a little bit for Coach Bob Warlocker, the head baseball coach at Dixie College, and haven't been able to see him, and then I just suddenly realized why he isn't here tonight. At least why I don't think he's here tonight. He had mentioned a little earlier to me that he was headed up to Provo to the baseball coaches clinic being held at Brigham Young University today. And I don't blame him for going up, because BYU had invited in maybe the greatest hitter of all time, Ted Williams, to talk to the coaches about hitting technique, and about how to produce good ball players. So that would be worth going to anytime. I noticed that Bruce Hurst is in the audience, and Bruce is trying to get hitters out, not trying to learn how to. Dick, let's talk a little bit about, for those fans who didn't have a chance to listen to the Dixie High School game heard on KDXU-FM tonight, I'll let you talk a little bit about what Coach Tony Heaton said. It was a little bit of a ragged game in the part that I saw.
Well, he was well pleased. I asked him, Larry, as you know, some of the starters didn't see really a whole lot of action tonight. I didn't have Chuck Entz, for example, down for any points for the whole evening, and that's unusual for Mr. Entz. He talked about his bench a little bit. He was very pleased with the effort he got out of his bench. There in the fourth quarter, Cannon set up from about 25 to 30 feet and three times in a row didn't touch the rim. Hardly touched the net as he scored there, and I asked him if that was common. He says, you give him the time to set up out there, and he'll take it to you every time. Talked a little bit about the upcoming Region 6 game with Pleasant Grove, which is going to schedule to be held this Wednesday. And he figured they'd have to use some of that outside shooting, or indicated that Pleasant Grove was going to play just a real sticky zone defense, or he expected a sticky zone defense from the Pleasant Grove team. He was pleased with the way the Flyers played. He said it was a little bit of a ragged contest, fast moving, but he was also pleased that midway through the fourth quarter, the Flyers were able to just kind of break loose there and ice the game and end up with that 71-49 total average for the end of the game.
Dick, one thing I have to give credit to Coach Lynn Christensen at Hurricane High School, his kids did not give up. They scrapped, they hustled, they did about everything they could except beat Dixie. They just gave Dixie all they could handle tonight.
Oh, it was kind of fun for both teams. Midway there through the fourth quarter, they emptied their bench, so to speak, put in all the reserves. And let me tell you, there were a couple of little Johnson kid and just several time Knackles stole the ball right away from the Dixie team and forced several turnovers before they could even get the ball in forecourt. In other words, back court turnovers when Dixie had the ball. They just so sticky and they're real quick and they did a lot of things well defensively.
He must have been pleased with Craig Segmiller coming off the bench playing so well tonight. Segmiller having probably his best night of the year.
Well, 22 points is a good night any night of the year, and that's unofficially what we had Craig down for. He worked the ball well inside. As I say, he was just tickled pink with the way his bench came off and did the job for him, several of them. Of course, O'Neill got in foul trouble early, and he was on the bench a good deal of the time. Jolly came in, played an excellent four game for the Flyers, and Coach Heaton was just pleased for the most part with the way his team played under the situation with which they played.
We'll be back in just 30 seconds and take a look at this ball game right here where Dixie College is leading SUSC's junior varsity 34-25. We'll be back in just 30.
Guys and gals, top fashions are at the Chatting Post in St. George. Fashions that look and make you feel alive. Fashions that let you be you at the Chatting Post.
Rocky Mountain Company, locally owned and operated Rocky Mountain Company, has been serving this area for many years, and they're interested in Southern Utah and take pride in sponsoring Dixie College sports.
Let the parts specialists at Dixie Auto Parts help you next time you feel like doing it yourself. Dixie Auto Parts is a complete parts store with a professional staff. Dixie Auto Parts. Dick, talk about a busman's holiday. I just noticed the two officials, Boyd Adams and his companion, from the high school game walking into the college game. What do college basketball officials or high school basketball officials do on their spare time? They watch basketball.
That's right. I have a brother-in-law that's doing a lot of officiating, and he goes from the City League to church ball, and then on Friday and Saturday night, he's just a first-year official, gets to do some of the Region 8, Region 7, even Region 6 games in the JV and the sophomore level. And his wife was telling us the other day that since basketball started, let's see, one night a week, she thinks he's not involved in basketball in some way, and that's Sunday night.
That slows him down. May catch the NBA game on television. 34-25 is our halftime score, and just casually looking, it seemed to be a sluggish offense more than anything else for Dixie. And then Dixie was burned three quick times when they had the big guard combination. That was one of the reasons why Dixie went to a regular two-guard offense with Brett Allen and Mike Slocum. It wasn't a knock against Jerry Judkins, but Judkins thinks more like a forward and has such great rebounding ability, you hate to call him off the boards because he goes to the board so hard. But that also makes a problem for recovering on defense, and SUSC used that to advantage. They burned him a couple of times on fast breaks and almost burned them a third time.
You know, I think maybe the Dixie folks had a little misconception. The first game early in the season schedule between the two schools was canceled. from what we understood, was lack of a junior varsity program at SUSC. Then Dixie went up there and held on to their skins and finally won, and this is a fine team down here tonight.
Missing their number one scorer, Mark Sidwell, who dropped out of school, transferred to Westminster College. Sidwell was the young man who scored 30-plus points against Dixie, missed but one shot in 11 in the first half up at Cedar City.
Well, I didn't see the game up there, but I don't see where they're missing him tonight.
Bob Smith seems to be doing quite a job, but it's still a 9-point lead for Dixie, and I think you have to take the credit away from the offense and give it to the defense for Dixie having that 9-point lead.
Well, they've done a lot of things well defensively. That's for sure, the defense, because Dixie, as I say, has had at least 10 turnovers in the first half, and in a lot of games, that's more than they have in one and a half halves, three quarters of the game.
Dick, when was the last time you saw the opposing coaches at halftime sitting together laughing? Neil Roberts and Steve Lunter sitting on the Dixie College bench, and they're just having a lot of fun down there, and I'm not sure what about.
Yeah, it's kind of fun to watch that too, Larry. So many times coaches are so darn heated during a ball game, it's kind of fun to watch some or a couple come and just be relaxed and almost enjoy the ball game by themselves. Now, this is a practice game for Dixie. I guess every game's a practice game or a serious encounter for the SUSC JV because they have nowhere to go except experience. And it's just fun to watch the whole relaxed atmosphere on the benches. I haven't seen Steve Lund jump up once yet tonight. And maybe he did earlier in the contest.
He did just before you got in, Dick. He did once. He came up in a hurry, too. There was a foul called on Ron Stott. One thing Dixie's been able to do is to keep Ron Stott under control, those 6'6 freshmen from Bountiful High School. Stott has been held scoreless and has three personal fouls, did not have a particularly good night at Cedar City against Dixie. Another key tonight has been Bob Lauder. Lauder has been held down somewhat from what he did against Dixie at Cedar City. Lauder, there's a case of one reason for the junior varsity program. Lauder been somewhat inactive for a couple of months, or a couple of years, I should say, on a mission for the LDS Church. And now just trying to get back in the swing of things, trying to get back, get the timing back, trying to get the rhythm back, and to pick up some experience at the same time and maybe be able to help the SUSC next year.
I didn't know maybe a mission would make you lose that much experience. When I was out, all we did was play basketball on our day off.
I'm not going to tell your bishop. 34-25, that's the halftime score. On your day off, you said.
On my day off.
How could you in Minnesota? I thought you played ice hockey or something in Minnesota.
Well, I tried that, but when three-year-olds skated circles around me, I took my skates off and went home.
You took your skates and went home, right? Okay, we'll be back with the beginning of the second half of action. Score, halftime, Dixie 34, SUSC Junior Varsity 25.
George, Pontiac, Buick, and GMC, all under one roof. See Peterson Buick for 1978.
For keepsake diamonds, for Seiko watches, and for all your jewelry needs, see MacArthur Jewelers in St. George. MacArthur Jewelers, 41 North Main Street in St. George.
The name Quick Mart tells you exactly what it is. A quick stop for fast, friendly servants. Gas for the cars, goodies for you. Quick Mart on South St. George Boulevard.
Back here at the Dixie College Gymnasium, and I was getting basketball and hockey lore from Dick Carter in that timeout. Ron Stott back in to start against Dixie. Tapped by Stott, but into the hands of Cal Paskett to Scott Corey to Steve Conde, and Conde quickly lays it up and in from the baseline. Make it 36-25, and SUSC will try to slow down the tempo just a little bit, but they can't do it too much. They're down by 11 points. Scott Corey starting the second half, along with Brett Allen at the guard line. Garrett, Paskett, and Conde up front. Stott, Halpin, Lauder, Newcomb, and Smith for SUSC. Lauder from the baseline puts it up and in from 10 feet away. Make it 36-27 with 19:29 left in the ballgame. Steve Conde quickly into forecourt. Receives the pass from Scott Corey to Brett Allen. Allen right to the baseline, along the baseline, up and under from behind the basket. Allen. That's kind of a little herky-jerky motion, like somebody stole the mule out from under him, and he just rides along that baseline and puts it up and in. The head fakes, the kind of natural head fakes, have a tendency to distract the defensive man. Out in front to Bob Smith, quickly at the left angle to Halpin, into the corner to Roger Newcomb. SUSC against the man-to-man defense. Newcomb trying to get the cutter, louder to the baseline, gets around Condi, puts a shot up, in and out, followed up and in by Ron Slott. Slott makes it 38 to 29, and SUSC hanging close, within 9 points of the Dixie Rebels. At the point to Kim Garrett, has the ball knocked away from behind. Double team on Garrett. Out in front to Brett Allen, to Scott Corey. Outside shooting has not been much, and come to think of it, the layups haven't been much for Dixie. Pass intended in deep to Steve Condi. Knocked away. Condi, last one to touch it. Out of bounds to SUSC in backcourt. 38-29 with 18:33 left in the ballgame. And Dixie receiving quite a challenge tonight from the junior Thunderbirds. Newcomb veering to the left quickly with the basketball to Bob Smith. Pass in deep to Ron Stott. He runs over Steve Condi, picks up the offensive foul, and Stott says, what? That's personal foul number 4 on Ron Stott. Condi will take those charges, but he's a big kid. 6'8" and about 210 pounds. He's put on a little bit of muscle. 38-29, 18-19 left in the ball game. That's a good year. I think the war ended. Cross court to Brett Allen. Allen to the baseline. Under pressure, Jack Halpin hanging on his back. That's number 4 on Halpin. And Halpin's in trouble, the leading scorer for SUSC. Brett Allen takes the ball out of bounds. That's the second team foul for SUSC this half. Correction, Kim Garrett to take the ball out of bounds. SUSC quickly gets in a reserve. Not yet. Into the corner to Cal Paskett, to Steve Condi. Penetrates, looks for Paskett, can't find anybody. Wants to get across court. Backdoor bounce, pass intended for Allen. Leads him too much, out of bounds. Turnover by Dixie, and Neil Roberts looks exasperated. Coming into the lineup is Charlie Judd, a freshman from Cedar City High School. Dixie High School fans saw plenty of Judd over the last 3 years. Bounce pass quickly to Judd at the right angle. Judd, about 6'3", plays a forward, can't play guard. Looking in deep to Lauder, can't find him. Out in front to Ron Stott. Stott against Condi, has the ball knocked away. Pass intended for Lauder. Lauder gets it back. Jump shot across the top of the basket. Rebound brought down by Cal Paskett. Knocked out of bounds. Off the hands of Paskett, out of bounds to SUSC. Dixie standing around a little bit. Looks like their feet are a little bit heavy. Not quite as quick as last week. Of course, who is quite as quick as last week? At the angle to Smith, into the corner to Lauder. Lauder trying to bring the offense out a little bit. SUSC patiently trying to get back into the ballgame. Long jump shot by Bob Smith, no good. High for the rebound. Cal Paskett looks down court, but SUSC back quickly on defense. Trying to get Dixie to play their slow tempo ball game, and they have so far. Cal Paskett at the angle. Out in front to Brett Allen. Allen at the point, trying to get it in deep. Bounce pass goes to Scott Corey. In deep to Condi. Condi lays it up with the left hand. Basket is good. Personal foul. Ron Stott. That should be 5. Stott is out of the ball game. That's all for Stott. Coming into the lineup is Ken Baker. Stott goes out with 2 points, and he's out with 17:10 left in the ball game. That may be the crusher for SUSC. Condi gets the basket and has a chance for the three-point play. Shot is up and short off the front of the rim. Rebound tapped right out in front to Condi. Condi right down the keyhole, lays it up, good. Offensive foul, no, it will not count. Offensive foul, Steve Condi. And standing in front of him was Charlie Judd, who got all of Steve Condi right in his midsection. That's the second personal foul on Condi. Condi went down the keyhole, now comes up shaking his left wrist. He went down in a heap. 40-29, 11-point lead Dixie. Allen almost knocks the ball away from Smith. Smith keeps it away from him to Charlie Judd. Judd working against Paskett. Across the top of the key, pass goes to Roger Newcomb. Newcomb working at the point, man-to-man defense by Dixie. Scott Corey bothering Newcomb. Pass at the right angle to Bob Smith. Lob pass knocked away by Allen, picked up by Ken Baker. Baker pass in deep, goes to Newcomb, lays it up and in. Patience by SUSC, and they get the basket. Make it 40-31. Even here in the second half. Cal Paskett along the baseline. Shovel in deep to Garrett. Turnaround jump shot too long. Rebound off the hands of Dixie, into the hands of SUSC. Quickly into forecourt. Ball stolen by Brett Allen. Stolen back by Judd. Kicked away by Allen. Brought up by Bob Smith of SUSC. Allen should have had the personal foul. No call. Smith to the baseline to Lauder. Lauder under pressure. Fouled by Kim Garrett. Hammered hard. A lot of muscling underneath, and Kim Garrett got a good hunk of Bob Lauder to shoot, too. That's number 1 on Garrett. To the free throw line as Lauder. Steve Lund exploded off the bench when Brett Allen tried to make the steal and ended up rolling into Charlie Judd. Shot up and good by Lauder. First of the two-shot foul. 40-32. Bob Lauder bears a striking resemblance to Stan Laurel right in the face. 40-33, 7-point lead, and the Rebels having problems against SUSC once again. Pass in deep to Condi. Condi under pressure, lays it up and in. Condi in deep, gets the basket, 42-33. Roger Newcomb across the 10-second line, veers left with the basketball on the dribble. Now loses the dribble against Scott Corey. Gets to the high post to Ken Baker. Pass given, go intended for Newcomb. Knocked out of bounds by Scott Corey. Personal foul on Scott Corey, it looks like. And Roger Newcomb, common foul. Newcomb will not shoot. Out of bounds to SUSC in their own half of the court. Inbounds comes to Lauder. Head fakes, jump shot from 15. Good. Bob Lauder, loose-jointed young man, good ball player, was one of the keys, along with Jay Chessman, to the powerful Orem High School ball clubs of a few years back. Cal Paskett out in front of Brett Allen. Cross-court to Scott Corey. Corey looks in deep, pass, knocked right back into his face and out of bounds to SUSC, or to Dixie. Newcomb did not get it off of Corey, almost did. Inbounds comes to Brett Allen against that tough zone of SUSC. They'll sit back in the zone, and Dixie's not been able to shoot over it. To Brett Allen, jump shot from 20, short, misses everything. Rebound, Paskett for two. Cal Paskett gets his first basket of the night, has two free throws, 4 points. 44-35, 15:09 left in the ballgame. Out in front to Ken Baker. Baker has the ball stripped away by Steve Condi. Baker going against Condi. Behind the back dribble by Condi. There's it to Corey. Corey goes right to the basket to Condi. Condi lays it up and in. 46-35, good hustle by Steve Condi to take the ball away from Ken Baker. 46-35, 14:49 left in the ballgame. Scott Corey against Roger Newcomb. Newcomb against Corey. Newcomb with the basketball at the right angle to Baker. Give and go to Baker, to Newcomb, stolen by Corey. Corey up court to Brett Allen. Allen 3-on-2, fast break, leaves it for Garrett, up and under short. Rebound, Bob Smith. Another layup missed by Dixie. Lead pass, stolen by Brett Allen. Allen back the other way, leaves it for Garrett. Bounce pass. Garrett is hammered hard by Bob Smith. Basket no good. Timeout by SUSC with 14:25 left in the ballgame. Dixie 46, SUSC 35.
For easy one-stop shopping under one roof, visit Hearst Ben Franklin on Sunshine Square. From toys to sewing supplies, see Hearst first. Hearst Ben Franklin on Sunshine Square.
Dixo Gas has been serving this area for many years with top quality LP gas. They're specialists, and you can be assured of quality service and honest treatment. Dixo Gas.
For good transportation, for a second car, or for an improved family car, or recreation vehicle, go to Bailey Auto Sales at 371 East St. George Boulevard. Bailey Auto Sales.
46-35, 11-point lead by Dixie. And Dick, SUSC's hanging tough, but Dixie's starting to make some inroads with their defense.
Well, Dixie, SUSC came out and tried to play that control ball game, and it worked for a short period of time, but now Dixie has the break going again, and SUSC is starting to hold on.
46-35, Ron Stott has fouled out of the ball game for SUSC. Has not been that much of a factor tonight, but could have been at 6-v-6. Out of bounds to Dixie in forecourt, as the foul was to Bob Smith. 46-35, 14:25 left in the ball game. Inbounds out in front to Scott Corey, off his hands, out of bounds. The pass too big. And Dixie time and again has turned the ball over tonight. But they've turned the ball over in previous games. The only problem is tonight they aren't scoring like they have in previous games. Bob Smith inbounds comes to Charlie Judd. Judd against the full court pressure to Bob Smith. Smith across the 10-second line, behind the back dribble, gets away from Allen. In the corner, Newcomb takes the shot. Shot hard off the rim, rebound, Cal Paskett. Tears it out of there. Double team along the baseline to Kim Garrett. Up court to Brett Allen. Allen right down the keyhole. Leaves it off for Steve Condi. Stolen by Charlie Judd. Lead pass goes to Roger Newcomb. Chase by Paskett. Good by Newcomb. 46-37. Dixie burned on the fast break. Scott Corey clogging that middle is SUSC on defense, and Dixie cannot get that pass around. Steve Condi cross court quickly to Scott Corey. Corey along the baseline, pass in deep, intended for Garrett, knocked away, personal foul from behind, reaching in Ken Baker. Baker, a sophomore, from Clearfield High School. Played with Alan Johnson, who was a star for Ricks a couple of years ago, and with Jeff Adams, who played at Utah Tech last year. Ken Baker picks up personal foul. Into the lineup comes Mike Slocum. Into the lineup comes Johnny Gilbert. Out goes Kim Garrett. Out goes Scott Corey. Slocum playing with four personal fouls. Out of bounds to Dixie in forecourt. Condi inbounds to Allen. Back to Condi. To Paskett. Paskett hammered by Bob Smith. Personal foul, Bob Smith. Paskett looks a little tired out there, Dick. Paskett's been muscling underneath against that zone. It's been three against Paskett sometimes. Second personal foul on Bob Smith. Out of bounds to Dixie once again. 46-37. Dixie with a 9-point lead. Inbounds to Paskett. Lays it up. Does not fall again. And personal foul goes to Bob Lauder. Dixie must have missed at least 15 layups tonight. Third personal foul on Bob Lauder. 46-37. If you're missing your layups, that makes it all the tougher. 13:40 left in the ballgame. Cal Paskett at the free throw line. Shot is up and no good. 2 for 3 now from the free throw line for Paskett. 46-37, 13:40 left in the ballgame. Cal Paskett at the free throw line. Second shot is up and good. 47-37, 10-point lead by Dixie. Roger Newcomb working against the full court pressure of Mike Slocum. Slocum bothering Newcomb, coming across the 10-second line. Newcomb along the sidelines. Gets the ball to Charlie Judd. Judd looks in deep, can't find anybody. Out in front to Ken Baker at the left angle to Roger Newcomb. Newcomb looking for some help to Bob Lauder. Lauder penetrates, bounce pass off to the right side to Ken Baker. Traveling violation on Bob Lauder. As two men collapsed upon Lauder in a hurry, bothered him enough to travel with the basketball. 47-37, 13:20 left in the ballgame. Brett Allen and Mike Slocum across the 10-second line. Allen at the left angle. Pass at the left angle to Condi. Cross court to Slocum. Slocum in deep to Gilbert. Gilbert goes to the basket and puts it in. 49-37. 13:05 left in the ball game. Dixie leading by 12. Bob Smith picked up as he crosses the 10-second line. But Brett Allen against Smith. Bounce pass on the right side goes to Charlie Judd. Judd to Lauder. Lauder has fingers on both hands taped together. Shot up over the basket by Lauder. Rebound brought down by Baker. Lays it up too hard. Rebound by Baker. Puts it up and in. And SUSC taking the boards away from Dixie right there. Surprisingly, 49-39. Bounce pass to Brett Allen to Steve Condi. Condi at the left angle. Deep left angle. Out in front of Brett Allen at the point. Allen left alone, does not shoot. To Mike Slocum. Slocum cross court to Condi. Condi one bounce dribble. Jump shot with the left hand. Banks it for two. 51-39, 12-point lead again. 12:20 left in this ball game, and SUSC staying within anywhere from 7 to 12 points of Dixie. Bob Smith comes right to the point against Brett Allen. Smith at the left side to Roger Newcomb in deep. It goes to Baker. Baker head fakes against Condi, puts the shot up and in. 51-41, 10-point lead. Dixie with 12 minutes left in the ballgame. Brett Allen slowly across the 10-second line. Dixie slowing the basketball down a little bit. Mike Slocum to Steve Condi. Condi cross court to Brett Allen. Allen trying to get away from trouble to Cal Paskett. Everyone standing around on offense right now. Bounce pass at the right angle to Condi in deep to Gilbert. Gilbert from behind. Offensive foul, they rule. As Gilbert went up in the air and came down on top of Judd. Tough call. And Judd picks up the personal foul. Offensive foul on Johnny Gilbert. Neil Roberts leans back in his seat. Into the lineup comes Mark Langston for SUSC. Full court pressure by Dixie. Dixie a little lethargic tonight against SUSC as SUSC has controlled the tempo. Pass cross court goes to Smith. Foul from behind Mike Slocum. That's five on Slocum with 11:33 left in the ballgame. Slocum stumbled across the back of Roger Newcomb, and Newcomb on the common foul has the ball out of bounds. Into the lineup comes Ricky Williams. Slocum not having one of his better nights. How did he finish, Dick?
Finished with 2 points, one from the field. No attempts at the line, so he didn't have any missed either.
Inbounds comes to Roger Newcomb against SUSC. Dixie to a 2-3 zone. To Lauder, back to Newcomb. Newcomb out in front to Bob Smith. SUSC patient. To the baseline goes Charlie Judd, backing into Condi. Throws it away right into the hands of Ricky Williams. Williams to Brett Allen. Allen across the 10-second line. Lead pass goes to Cal Paskett. Jump shot from 12. No good. Rebound over the head of Gilbert, over the head of Williams. Stolen by Charlie Judd. Up court to Newcomb. To Langston. Ball knocked away. Langston lays it up and in. Traveling violation. Langstone went crashing into Steve Condi, but he was out of control and traveled with the basketball, knew that he had traveled and tried to lay it up in a hurry. Turnover by SUSC, 51-41. Dixie in backcourt. Brett Allen to Ricky Williams. Allen across the 10-second line. Bounce pass to Paskett. Paskett at the angle. Out in front to Brett Allen. Allen looks to Ricky Williams. Williams back to Brett Allen. Allen, jump shot from 20 off to the left. No good. Into the hands of Condi. Goes up, lays it up. No good. Followed by Williams. Hangs on the rim. No good. That's been Dixie's story tonight. They cannot get the layups. And they cannot get the tap-ins. They've been having some tough luck on those things. Roger Newcomb at the angle. Out in front, it goes to Charlie Judd against Cal Paskett. Judd can't find anybody to get it to. Jump ball called or personal foul on Paskett? Jump ball between Paskett and Judd. The official, the outside official, reminds me of somebody, and I can't remember who. Looks a little like Arthur Murray. Or is it Carl Ballantyne? I'm not sure. Tap goes to Cal Paskett. Turnover by SUSC. Lead pass goes into forecourt to Ricky Williams. Williams, 2 for 3 tonight. He's missed but 3 shots in 3 games. Steve Condi out in front of Brett Allen. Allen at the free throw line. Double team to Ricky Williams. Gets away on the double team. Has the ball knocked away. Williams being slapped at. Can't get the ball away. Now goes to Cal Paskett. Paskett all alone from the free throw line. Good. Pressure defense by SUSC. And SUSC leaves Cal Paskett alone, 53-41. 10 minutes left in the ballgame exactly. Mark Langston in the corner trying to make the move against Condi. Cannot. Out in front to Charlie Judd at the point. Judd looking around the top of the key to Bob Smith. SUSC has Dixie playing their ballgame. A little bit slow and deliberate. Langston into the corner to Newcomb. Newcomb from the corner. Jump shot good. That's the only way SUSC can play. They cannot run with Dixie unless the big guards are in there and they can spring early. Brett Allen at the right-hand side to Ricky Williams, back to Allen. Dixie very patient, has the 10-point lead. Brett Allen to Ricky Williams. Williams into the corner to Cal Paskett. Paskett, law pass in deep to Gilbert. Touched once. Gilbert under pressure, puts the shot up. Raked by Mark Langston. Langston says, what, me? Picks up personal foul. Number 3 for Mark Langston. To the free throw line goes Johnny Gilbert to shoot 2. Jerry Judkins into the lineup replacing someone. Who did he replace? Cal Paskett. Paskett goes to the sidelines. Radford Smith gets off the bench. Johnny Gilbert puts the shot up. No good. Radford Smith in to replace Steve Condi. Dixie going with a quick front line of 6'6", 6'5", 6'4", or I should say 6'6", 6'5", 6'7", and Jerry Judkins and Brett Allen in the backcourt. 53-43, second shot is up and hangs on the rim. No good by Gilbert. He misses two. 53-43, SUSC still coming up. Roger Newcomb across the 10-second line with 9-10 left in the ballgame, and SUSC once again giving Dixie all they can handle. Louder in the corner, in deep to Smith. Shot up, no good. Rebound knocked around. Taken away finally by Mark Langston, and Jerry Judkins is fouled hard by Bob Smith as he comes up with the basketball, and Smith undercuts Judkins coming out unintentionally. Smith picks up personal foul number 3, and to the free throw line goes Jerry Judkins to shoot 1-1. 9 minutes exactly left in the ballgame. Coming in is John Russo replacing Bob Smith. Smith has scored but once here in the second half after drilling 13 points in the first half. But SUSC tenacious, hanging on to Dixie College. Judkins to shoot 1-1. Needs the first to get the second, has the first. First point tonight for Jerry Judkins. Judkins had his problems from the free throw line against College of Eastern Utah. Second shot is up and good so far, 2 for 2 tonight. 55-43, 12-point margin again. It's been 12-10 to 12-10 throughout most of the second half. Russo working against Jerry Judkins. Russo under pressure. Law pass goes to Judd. Shot up and blocked. Personal foul goes to who? Johnny Gilbert picks up the personal foul. That's 3 on Gilbert. Tough call as Charlie Judd goes to the free throw line to shoot 2. 55-43. Judd's shot is up and no good. 55-43 with 8:50 left in the ballgame. Charlie Judd, Cedar City High School grad. He knows about a Dixie-Cedar rivalry. Second shot is up and good by Charlie Judd. 55-44, now an 11-point lead. Radford Smith in backcourt to bring the ball up against Russo. Lazy pass, almost stolen, picked up by Jerry Judkins. Judkins quickly into forecourt to Brett Allen. Allen, being guarded closely, gets it to Radford Smith at the angle. Up front to Allen, to Jerry Judkins, pass in deep, intended to Gilbert, knocked away. Gilbert crumbles against Mark Langston. But no personal foul, incidental contact. Out of bounds to Dixie under their own basket. Ricky Williams trying to inbounds the pass, does to Jerry Judkins. Judkins double-teamed out in front to Brett Allen. Has the ball knocked away. Personal foul, Johnny Russo. Allen to the free throw line to shoot 1-1 with 8:29 left in the ball game. And Dick, it looks like we're going to have a free throw shooting contest coming down to the end of the ball game. Both teams hanging on defense.
Well, it's getting rough and ragged out there right now. A lot of contact that's not being called.
Let alone the contact is being called. Brett Allen shot up and good. First half of the 1-1. 56-44, 12-point lead for Dixie. 8:29 left in the ball game. Allen's second shot up and hangs on the rim and falls. 57-44, 13-point lead by Dixie. That equals the largest margin they've had tonight. Into the corner to Mark Langston. Langston out in front to Bob Lauder. Lauder trying to get away from Gilbert. Head fakes. Gilbert comes down on Lauder. Crunches him pretty good, and Gilbert picks up personal foul number 4. Lauder to the free throw line. Lauder does have a striking resemblance to Stan Laurel. Honestly, Dick, take a good look. Doesn't he look like Stan Laurel? Good-looking young man. I like Stan Laurel. I think Stan Laurel is a handsome guy. 57-44, 13-point lead. Shot is up and good. 8:16 left in the ball game. Bob Lauder, second shot is up and good. Lauder hits 2 for 2 from the free throw line. Full court pressure by SUSC. Brett Allen slowly in backcourt, picked up by Johnny Russo. Allen behind the back dribble, double team on Allen. They double team the basketball. Jerry Judkins out in front of Radford Smith. One bounce dribble, jump shot around, no good. Tap up Judkins. Judkins got through, and that's one of the few times tonight Dixie's been able to follow on a missed shot and get that rebound up and in. When they've been able to follow, the taps have not fallen tonight. Into the corner to Roger Newcomb. Newcomb trying to get the ball out in front, does to Johnny Russo. Russo at the point, at the left side to Charlie Judd, trying to run from screens through. Judd has the ball knocked away, picked up by Mark Langston out near the 10-second line. Allen takes a swipe at the basketball, gets it to Russo. Russo starts to drive, dishes off to number 44. That's Charlie Judd, and Judd quickly with a layup. Good offense by SUSC, good patient offense against the pressing defense. Jerry Judkins, one bounce dribble, drives with the right hand, lays it up, down goes bodies, no call, rebounded up and in by Johnny Gilbert. Three men went down, and two of them were SUSC, and no offensive fouls called on either Judkins or Gilbert. That time, Dixie got away with one. Russo being guarded closely by Judkins. Radford Smith takes a swipe at the basketball from the baseline. Lauder takes a shot, no good. Rebound, Brett Allen. Dixie trying to break the ball game open, cannot. Maintains just a 13-point lead, 61-48. Brett Allen cross court to Jerry Judkins. At the top of the key to Gilbert, back to Judkins. Flash pass to Williams, stolen by Charlie Judd. Lead pass comes out to Roger Newcomb. 3-on-2 fast break. Newcomb right to the free throw line. Jump shot in. Screws it right down through the basket. 61-50, 11-point lead by Dixie. Jerry Judkins being chased from behind by Johnny Russo. Gets the ball to Brett Allen. Allen in forecourt, scrapping, pressing defense by SUSC to Johnny Gilbert. Out in front to Allen, to Jerry Judkins. Judkins to Radford Smith in the corner. To Ricky Williams, jump shot from 15, soft touch, not enough. Rebound, Judkins with the right hand. 63-50. Timeout SUSC with 6:16 left in the ballgame. Dixie with a 13-point lead, 63-50.
Larkin Plumbing and Heating, 652 East St. George Boulevard, serves all of southern Utah. They do commercial and industrial work as well as contract. Larkin Plumbing desires your complete satisfaction.
For weekend specials, in-store bakery, the best meat department in town, friendly service, and a clean, comfortable atmosphere. Go to Lynn's Thriftway on Sunshine Square. Lynn's Thriftway.
For your farm and ranch supplies, as well as roofing and cement supplies, see Ants Brothers Feed northwest of St. George. Ants Brothers means quality.
Back here at the Dixie College Gymnasium, I'm noticing, Dick, one of the warm-up jerseys for SUSC has on the back mystery. I don't know the young man's first name, and I don't know if his last name is Mystery. That must be their secret weapon. I don't know who he is, but he hasn't been in the ballgame yet. 63-50, 13-point lead, Dixie.
Why do you think you don't know who he is, Larry?
It must be a mystery. Okay, 63-50. 6:13 left in the ballgame. John Russo on the left side of Bob Smith. Back into that lineup. Hops shooting Bob Smith. Pass intended in deep. Knocked away by Dixie. Picked up by Smith. And Smith puts the shot up. No good. Tap up. No good. Rebound. Langston. Shot. Good. Personal foul on Dixie. Foul goes to Johnny Gilbert. I think that's five. Gilbert goes out. Gilbert's fouled out. Slocum's fouled out. Stott's fouled out for SUSC. Back into the lineup comes Steve Condi. That's one of the few times Gilbert has fouled out this year. Condi back comes back into the lineup. And at the free throw line is Mark Langston. Langston to shoot one, trying to complete the three-point play at SUSC. Here they come again. Sounds like a Dolly Parton song. Shot up, good by Mark Langston. Almost didn't fall. 6 minutes exactly left in the ballgame. 63-53. Pass into forecourt, goes to Ricky Williams. Almost a backcourt violation, but Williams scooted into forecourt in a hurry before he picked up that jump pass from Jerry Judkins. Radford Smith has a notion on the shot, doesn't. Jerry Judkins into the corner to Brett Allen. Law pass in deep to Condi. Condi is knocked down. So is the man behind him, Bob Lauder. And now a personal foul, or is it a traveling violation or what? Condi goes down in a hurry. Condi went up to get the law pass, and Lauder moved under him. Both of them went down in a heap, and Condi is down and hurt. And this is just the one thing that you do not want to happen in a practice ball game like this, is to come up with a serious injury. Condi is writhing in pain on the floor, and it looks like it might be the right shoulder or the right wrist. We'll have to wait and see. Condi just may be wind knocked out of him, I'm not sure, but he's down in a heap. That was a case, Dick, where a lot of the inside contact has been let go so far. And two men almost got clobbered on that one. Bob Lauder got up slowly, but then noticed that Steve Condi did not get up as Condi went down in a heap. The lob pass, Condi went up to try to get it and came down right on top of Lauder. And no personal foul either way. We'll take a quick timeout with 5:39 left in a ball game. Dixie with a 10-point lead, 63-53 over the Southern Utah State Junior Varsity.
Get away and see the USA in a brand new Chevrolet from Sunland Chevrolet in St. George. Treat yourself to real beauty. See the new ones at Sunland Chevrolet.
O.T. McGee, the Family Fun Center, is sponsoring the foosball tournament February 14th and 15th, and a big pool tournament on the 21st. Don't be afraid to try your skills at O.T. McGee, 64 North, 800 East.
Taco Time at the east end of St. George Boulevard invites you to look for their coupon specials in the local papers. Enjoy yourself. Take the whole family to Taco Time.
I don't know if this is progress or not, but we have Steve Condi now up into a sitting position. Needing some help up. We're not sure if it's a shoulder or a leg. It looked like he was holding his right shoulder for a minute. We're looking from the other end of the floor. Maybe a back problem, maybe a leg problem, whatever. Condi is up and moving around very slowly. Mark Langston and Bob Lauder both come over. They were the double team on Condi in deep. And Condi, it looks like, will be going to the showers. Maybe a severely bruised back the way he's walking out now. Dick, it looks like it may be a problem with the back. Jump ball called between Ricky Williams and Mark Langston as the ball was being scrapped for. Tap controlled by Williams, picked up by Kim Garrett. Garrett back into the lineup. Double team on Garrett. Bounce pass at the left angle to Brett Allen. Allen reverses on his man, John Russo. Allen double teamed. Trying to find some help. Gets it in deep to Radford Smith. Smith, four men collapse on him. Has the ball knocked away. Stolen by Jack Halpin of SUSC. Dixie cannot find the open man. SUSC keeping the arms up on defense. Bob Smith out of the corner. Jump shot. Good. Make it 63-55. And here comes SUSC with 5:13 left in the ballgame. SUSC, very patient, got Dixie to play its own brand of offense because of that sticky zone defense. Penetration by Jerry Judkins trying to find somebody. Cross court to Brett Allen. Allen does not take the shot. All alone is Judkins, but Allen does not get the ball to him. Now to Ricky Williams. Williams, jump pass, knocked away, deflected by Langston, stolen by Jack Halpin. Bob pass into forecourt to Bob Smith. Smith right to the baseline, curls right out with the basketball. SUSC wants to take their time and get the shot off right now. Jack Halpin playing with four personal fouls. Halpin looks in deep, can't find anybody. Out in front to Mark Langston. Langston can't find anybody. Wants to make the move against Radford Smith to Johnny Russo. Russo at the point to Bob Smith. Smith moving people around. Smith trying to clear the side and get it to Bob Lauder. Lauder in the corner, can't shoot from there, but doesn't this time. Lauder out in front to Mark Langston. Langston against Radford Smith at the left angle to Bob Smith. Bob Smith of SUSC working against Jared Judkins. Starts the drive, overhand dribble, carried the basketball. Turnover by SUSC, coming back into the lineup is Cal Paska, going out is Radford Smith. Brett Allen and Jerry Judkins in backcourt. Full court pressure. Johnny Russo, lob pass in court, goes to Kim Garrett. Plenty of holler coming from the SUSC bench, hollering at the officials. Brett Allen, cross court to Jerry Judkins, to Ricky Williams, in deep to Paskett. Paskett fouled by Johnny Russo. Russo puts up a holler, and Mark Langston grabs a hold of Russo to try to keep him away, getting technical. Russo pleading once again. That's three personal fouls on Russo. Russo dragging around a little bit out there. 63-55, 8-point lead by Dixie, and Cal Paskett to shoot 1-1 with 4:01 left in the ballgame. Dixie needs the free throws. Paskett shot up and good. Cal Paskett at the free throw line. SUSC does not look like they've missed Mark Sidwell one iota. They've drawn together and played good team basketball tonight. Second shot is up and good by Paskett. Make it 65-55, 10-point lead. Russo bringing the ball up court. Ricky Williams and Brett Allen working in backcourt. Jerry Judkins goes to a forward position. Pass from Russo over the head of Bob Smith, out of bounds. As Russo throws the ball away, Jerry Judkins up court to Ricky Williams quickly into forecourt. Williams curls out, does not penetrate. Bounce pass cross court to Brett Allen. Allen penetrates on the right side to Jerry Judkins. Judkins looking for help in deep to Garrett. Garrett triple team, trying to find somebody, gets it to Ricky Williams in the corner. Williams to Cal Paskett along the baseline, left alone. Now double team on Paskett, in deep to Garrett. Garrett to Judkins, foul, puts the shot up. Will it count? Personal foul, no good. Personal foul on the drive. Judkins did not get the continuation before he went up, put the ball in, but it will not count. That's number four on Johnny Russo as they caught the mismatch, and Judkins to the free throw line to shoot 1-1. We may have mystery into this game yet for SUSC. Shot up and no good by Judkins. Tapped out in front. Judkins leaves the pass for Williams. Personal foul on whom? On Mark Langston. As Judkins went up for the shot and instead left the pass off. That should be number four on Langston. And now SUSC starting to pick up some extra fouls. At the free throw line, Jerry Judkins to shoot 1-1 again. Judkins 2-for-3. Shot up and good. 3-for-4. Judkins with 7 points tonight. 66-55. Second shot up and good by Judkins. 67-55. With 3:30 left in the ballgame. Lead pass by Russo. Goes to Bob Smith. Right to the baseline. Jump shot short. Partially deflected by Judkins, but followed by Langston. Full court pressure by SUSC. Judkins. Jump pass to Brett Allen. Allen across the 10-second line. Allen with the basketball. Double team penetrates, trying to get away from his man to the baseline to Cal Paskett. Drives the baseline, loses the ball off his hands, out of bounds to SUSC. Everyone flat. As hot as Dixie was last week, they're as flat as that this week, and a good chunk of that has to go to the SUSC defense. Scrapping pressure zone defense. Russo almost loses the dribble. Lob pass goes to Lauder, back door, and Lauder has the easy layup. Assist to Johnny Russo. 67-59, 8-point lead by Dixie with 2:52 left in the ballgame. Judkins, lob pass, cross court, goes to Brett Allen. Allen to Ricky Williams. Williams at the angle, can't get the shot away to Brett Allen. Lob pass to the high post to Paskett. Back out in front to Allen to Ricky Williams. Williams lobs out in front to Cal Paskett. Paskett starts to move, jump shot from 10, in, out, in by Judkins. Paskett missed the shot, but Judkins put the shot back up and in. 69-59, 10-point lead. And Jerry Judkins, the man, is keeping Dixie out in front right now. At the angle, Jack Halpin into the corner to Bob Smith. Out in front to Johnny Russo. Russo at the point to Bob Lauder. Lob pass back door to Halpin in the air. Put it in. Beautiful pass, lob, alley-oop pass from Lauder to Halpin. Dixie, quickly up court, 69-61. Dixie working on the basket with the basketball. Jerry Judkins to Ricky Williams. Williams at the angle. Out in front to Judkins at the left angle to Brett Allen. Jump shot by Allen, way short, into the hands of Lauder. Outlet pass intended for Russo, knocked away. Allen picks up the personal foul. Brett Allen picks up personal foul number three, and to the free throw line is Johnny Russo to shoot 1-1. Dixie looks frustrated. No smiles on the faces this week, Dick. Things are like, it's like running through quicksand right now with galoshes on.
You know, when your team has played nobody closer than 15 points on their home floor, when people get within 8 or 10, it's almost like an upset.
Johnny Russo misses the first half of the 1-and-run. The pass from Ricky Williams right through the hands of Brett Allen, and Allen wipes his forehead. Cannot believe this is happening to Dixie, as SUSC once again is giving Dixie all they can handle. Johnny Russo finds the inbounds to Jack Halpin. Lob pass goes into the baseline to Bob Lauder. Jump shot, Lauder, good. Cut that margin to 6, 69-63. And now we have a horse race with a minute 40 left in the ballgame. Judkins across the 10-second line. SUSC extends the defense. Cal Paskett all alone at the baseline. Brett Allen doesn't pass it to him. Dixie may take go into a soft freeze now. We'll just have to wait and see. Brett Allen, bounce pass indeed to Garrett. Right to the basket, puts it up. Jump ball called underneath, personal foul called from behind. And it looks like Mark Langston, and that should be 5 on Langston. Langston goes out tonight with 1:25 left in the ball game. Back into the lineup comes Ken Baker. Langston goes out with 3 points, and that's the fourth man to foul out tonight. 2 on each side. Kim Garrett to the free throw line to shoot 2. Kim Garrett. Rugged 6'6" center now. Started as a forward early in the season, now playing at a center. Shot up and good, 70-63. 7-point lead for Dixie with a minute 25 left in the ballgame. Garrett's shot up and good, 71-63. Full court pressure by Dixie. Brett Allen takes a swipe at the basketball. Can't get it away from Bob Smith. Smith across the 10-second line with the slow right-handed dribble at the right angle to Halpin. Halpin to the baseline, gets around his man, lays it up and in. Everything SUSC throws up goes in, and that's the way it's been against Dixie for the junior Thunderbirds. 71-65, Kim Garrett at the angle, double-teamed, out in front to Jerry Judkins, a minute 4 left. Judkins wheels on his man, bounce pass through the baseline to Ricky Williams, doesn't take the shot. Lob pass out in front to Cal Paskett, jump pass in deep to Garrett, knocked away to Ricky Williams, shot up, no good, tap up Judkins! Judkins always seems to be there, 73-65, passing the forecourt to Ken Baker, ball knocked away, stolen by Kim Garrett. Along the baseline, Kim Garrett trying to get away, double-teamed to backcourt, gets it back to Cal Paskett, to Garrett. Garrett up front to Brett Allen. Allen across the 10-second line at the free throw line. Allen to Garrett to Ricky Williams. Williams slammed up for two. Williams went up and over Bob Lauder, and that's no mean feat for the slam dunk. 75-65, Bob Smith under pressure, misses the shot, high for the rebound is Ricky Williams. Pass break, lead pass to Jerry Judkins. Judkins leaves it for Brett Allen, goes sailing out of bounds, knocked away by SUSC, out of bounds to Dixie. Judkins trying to shovel the ball over to Brett Allen, had the ball knocked away. Inbounds to Ricky, from Ricky Williams to Cal Paskett. Jump shot deflected from behind. Back into the hands of Bob Smith. 3-on-1 fast break. Bob Smith goes to Lauder. Jump shot, Lauder. Shot.